ゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。長くゆっくり深い呼吸を、肺いっぱいに吸って吐いて、今あなたが聴いている音楽のバイブレーションが体全体に行き渡るように、あなたは今宇宙ステーションの白いラウンジで、柔らかく美しいソファーにもたれ、とてもリラックスしています。さあゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。息をするたびにあなたはもっとリラックスして心地よくなっていきます。あなたの意識に深く集中してください。このテープに録音された言葉やポジティブなサジェスチョンはあなたの心の中にフィックスされて、ずっと長い間残るはずです。窓の外には果てしない銀河系宇宙が広がっています。私の声が聞こえますか？さあもっとリラックスしてください。潜在的な心のパワーを感じるようになると、あなたが本当に願うような感覚的な喜びを経験できるようになります。
Hello, my name's Jim, and this is J-Pop vs. Metal, and you heard Morning Musume with the piece, exclamation point, and a star I believe is in there somewhere. It's not important. That part is not important. Don't worry about the star. It's not pronounced, I don't think. It's not. Right? It's just like silent punctuation. It's not clear, but don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Started off with that song because last week. Now I want to apologize or clarify something I said last week about Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, and since that episode, I've resanguinated my fellowship with the game, and it's going very well, you know. Good game. I enjoy it. It's the only game I enjoy, really. I don't want to give an impression that I'm really a hardcore gamer, because I used to play a lot of games as a kid, and then one day, into somewhere in my late teens, I found Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, and that's it for me. That's the game for me. It's the greatest game, in my opinion. I'm the person speaking. My name's Jim. I like the game a lot, is what I'm trying to say. And what am I trying to say? What am I talking about again? What is this? It's okay. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this. And, some people might say the first Puzzle Fighter was better. Fuck you, man. The fuck? Is this funny to you? Is this like a joke? Everything's a joke. Everything's a fucking joke, man. Go to hell, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Puzzle Fighter. The fuck, man? Anyway. I don't mean to get that excited about it. So I'm emotional about Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo. I'm sorry. In that Morning Musume song, last month, the last episode, the previous episode to this one, I played a song. The name of the song was Illuminate. It might have been Eliminate. Holy shit. It's one of those things. By Mayhem. The true Mayhem. Not the fake Mayhem. The true Mayhem. And there was this unusual sound going on. And I don't know what is making the sound in that song. It doesn't sound like feedback. I guess it's got to be some kind of feedback. It's not clear if it's intentional or it's some kind of artifact of the recording, but it's very interesting to me, and it reminds me of the end of this particular song by Morning Musume, where there's like a theremin in the end of the song, and you can't hear it. The thing about this album, I think it's the best album, fourth Ikimashoi, and I have a theory which is not based on fact of any kind, or my own knowledge of how an album is recorded, which is not chronologically front to back, especially when there's singles that come out maybe a year previous to the album being released. But you can hear this theremin at the end of the song, and then towards the end of the album, the song Renai Revolution, there's also like a theremin sound in there. And I have a theory that there is a theremin in every track on the album. It's mixed down very, very low. Perhaps to nothing. There's no sound on the album of a theremin on most of the tracks. But I have a theory that someone recorded a theremin track for every song on the album. And that's not true. It will never be revealed. They're not the Beatles. It's not like the books being published on Morning Musume that are going to have actual information from the people that made the album. It's not that kind of group. Excuse me. Some people died, and I'm gonna play, Some people died. Some of them were related to me. We don't have to go into that. We don't have to go into my own life a whole lot. Some famous people died. I talked about the guy from Baby Metal dying last time. Recently. A bunch of people. People are always dying. It's the thing about people. It's the one thing you can be sure of. So I'm going to have to concentrate on, we're not going to talk about members of my own family because you don't know them, probably. I don't think my own family does not care about this podcast. And I'm not mad about that. It's just, whatever. They don't care about J-pop or metal. It's fine. And those people in my family were old. No disrespect, but they had full lives and everything. And one person that didn't was my friend David, or Randall Fairbrook. I'm not going to use his real name on here, but he was, I guess you can call him an internet drinking buddy. And I have not really been in touch with him so much on the internet lately, partly because our hangout spot was erased from the internet, the giant robot lounge. And I was friends with him on Facebook, but I haven't been talking to him on there. And also haven't been drinking so much as I used to. So, haven't been in touch with him, but apparently he died. How old he was? In his 40s. So that sucks. He had kidney failure. He was serious about the drinking. I'm not sure if that was it. Didn't help. This is not like a public service announcement. I'm just saying, you know, famous people die, and then I'm not trying to get away from the micro celebrity thing. Now I'm trying to bring this back to, like, you know, I was friends with him on LiveJournal and stuff. I don't want to really shout out LiveJournal too much because it's run by Russians now and they, like, suppress gay or subversive, any kind of subversive communications, I guess. So that's it. That was, I don't know what else to say about that, except he was not a big metal guy. He was a big guy. He was large. He was a large guy. But not a big fan of J-pop or metal. But close enough would be Acid Mother's Temple. I was a big fan of those guys. And so am I. So I'm going to play Pink Lady Lemonade. And then I'm going to end with a Franz Gall also died. And Franz Gall is big. I'm looking for the CD now. This is live podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise unaffiliated people. From the album Gainsbourg, Made in Japan. Song that Franz Gall made famous, perhaps, by performed by Fumie Hosokawa. Poupée de sœur, poupée de son. Which is how I'm going to say that, because I don't know how else to say it. But that's all I have to say for now. I think that's enough for a show. My own opinion. Hope there's not too many cars going by that's showing up on the recording. Because I'm in a parking lot again. Could be worse. Things could be worse. Alright. Believe in rock and roll.
so